Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So I snack on nuts throughout my day. I eat a lot of almonds, and I do enjoy them. They fill me up, and it's obviously a lot healthier than some of the saltier snacks that maybe I used to eat when I was, say, in college and, believe it or not, medical school. And we know that eating nuts, it's healthy, right? So you have your omega fats in nuts. You have a lot of different types of minerals, like magnesium, selenium, copper. These are important minerals to your body. And when you put all that together, we've seen studies show us that even just a handful of nuts a day can help control blood sugar levels. That would be, say, diabetes, help control blood pressure, reduce the risk of heart disease, improve brain function, even ease inflammation. So we know the many health benefits attributed to eating nuts every day. And I do encourage you to become a nut snacker. That's a much better thing to do than anything that comes in one of those packages that you buy in a vending machine. But here's some even, I think, more impressive information that just came out of Spain. A study showed that eating nuts every day could actually help you live longer. Now, who doesn't want that, right? I think most people do. I think we all would like to add some healthier years to our lives. And it turns out that eating some, at least according to this study from Spain, eating nuts can increase lifespan. So here it is. This was the headline that caught my attention. Nut eaters had a 39% lower risk of death. So what this was is it was a mortality study where they were looking at things that we do every day that would either increase mortality or decrease mortality. And what they found as far as nuts went, nut eaters at least had a 39% lower risk of death. So they looked at 7,216 people. Nice, decent size. They were middle-aged, 55 to 80. Yeah, you might question, is 80 middle-aged? I don't know. It's soon it will be, probably. I hope so. If you eat some nuts every day, maybe 80 will be middle-aged for you. They looked at nut consumption, and they followed them for 5 years. This is a good study. They looked at other things, too. Nut consumption was just one of the factors they were looking at. So over 7,000 people, middle to upper age, 5 years, looking at nut consumptions. Here's what they found. People who ate more than 3 servings of nuts per week had a 39% lower risk of mortality compared to those that did not eat any nuts at all. So the first thing they did is they broke it up into nut eaters and no nut eaters, and that's where they found the 39% lower risk of mortality. It turns out of all the different types of nuts you could eat, like I just told you, I like almonds. I like the way they taste. It turns out walnut eaters did the best. They had a 45% lower risk of death. So walnuts, eat walnuts. Maybe I need to throw some walnuts in my almond snack every day. Also, there was, in all people who ate nuts, no matter what kind of nut it was, so this is good for me since I like almonds, 55% less likely to die of cardiovascular disease and 40% less likely to die from cancer. I was going over these results with a friend of mine, and she challenges me. She doesn't just let me state a statistic. I always have to back it up with the research. By the way, this was published, I have it right here, in the British Medical Journal of Medicine in 2013, July 16th, so you can check my reference. She keeps me on my toes. But then she asked an interesting question about some of these statistics. She's like, well, what's going on? We know, as I just told you, eating nuts, you're going to increase minerals in your diet. That's important. You're going to get some of the omega fats. But her question was, what do I think? What's my opinion? What's going on here? If I eat nuts, how are they helping, at least in this study out of Spain, right, live longer? As I said, walnuts, 45% lower risk of death. And all nut eaters, 55% less risk of cardiovascular deaths and 40% less likely to die from cancers. What's going on there? Listen, that's a tough question, and I thought about it. And the first thing when she asked me that, the first thing I blurted out was anti-inflammatory. It was the first thing that came to my mind. We know that nuts have a nice ratio of omega-6 to omega-3, about 2 to 1 omega-6 to omega-3. That's a nice balance of omega-3s, omega-fats. When you eat a 2 to 1, 6 to 3 ratio, we just seem to be healthier, right? The average American eats about a 20 to 1 omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. That's horrible. That's pro-inflammatory. That's going to cause a lot of problems. I've taught on my show before that inflammation is the common denominator of all age-related disorders. So when you eat at McDonald's or you eat pre-packaged foods or when you go to your grocery store and you buy most of your food from the middle aisles, right? I've talked about that too. You're going to be eating a lot of omega-6s. At least way more than omega-3s, that's for sure, and that's pro-inflammatory. That doesn't mean omega-6s aren't important. They do have some roles. They are important to the human body. But a ratio of 20 to 1, 6 to 3, no. That's not good. That's pro-inflammatory. And as I said, inflammation is at the heart of all these age-related disorders. It's the common denominator. So the first thing I blurted out was, well, I think it's the improvement in 6 to 3 ratio, anti-inflammatory. And I'm going to stand by. I mean, I we'd have to do a little bit more research of what's going on. So I stand by that that statement to her. But then as I started thinking about this a little bit more, you know, specifically what really was interesting was the decrease in cardiovascular deaths and cancer deaths. And I started thinking about what's going on there. Could that be more of a mineral role? Let me give you an example. People that have optimal levels of magnesium, for instance, which most people don't in America. Our food sources just don't have magnesium because the soils don't have any more magnesium. But that's a whole nother segment we could have. But when you have low magnesium, there's cardiovascular disease, there's high blood pressure, there's arterial plaque formation. When you have higher levels of magnesium, you don't see those things. We already know that. And we already know that nuts are a great source of magnesium. Could the omega ratio, which is really good in nuts, and the magnesium be the reason we're seeing a 55% drop in cardiovascular deaths with nut eating? Maybe. I don't know. I think that's a decent theory. What about the cancer? Where is that? Well, we know that cancers cause a pro-inflammatory state. The higher the level of chronic inflammation in somebody with cancer, the greater risk of cancer spread. It's called metastatic disease. We know that. When you lower inflammation, people do better. Their outcomes improve in all forms of cancer. So we know right there, again, the omega fats are playing an important role there by easing inflammation, that nice 6 to 3 ratio we get in most of the nuts. That's probably helping. Is there something else going on, though? Hey, what about selenium? Yeah, did you know that selenium is high in nuts as well in most people, just like with magnesium or low in selenium? Why is that important to cancer? Well, selenium is one of the most important minerals to the immune system. Yeah, if you have cancer, one of the best things you can do is boost immune function. And there's different ways to do that, but one of the first things I do for people is I get them on an appropriate amount of selenium every day. So to answer the question, what are nuts doing here? Well, at least when it comes to the cardiovascular decrease in mortality, I think it's probably the anti-inflammatory effects and the magnesium. And when it comes to the anti-cancer effects we see here, the 40% less likely to die from cancer from this study, probably also the anti-inflammatory properties of nuts and then the selenium. I don't know, just some thoughts. I found this really interesting. So, yeah, I want you guys to eat nuts every day. I want you to be nuts for nuts. Sorry, I couldn't help it. I had to say that. There's different types of nuts that they did break down, but all the nuts pretty much had the same effects, with walnuts being at the top of the list as far as mortality altogether, 45% lower risk. The only caveat here is be careful. Nuts have a lot of calories. You're only talking about a handful of nuts. That's enough to fill you up, enough to give you those good fats, the magnesium, the selenium, and hopefully help you live healthier longer. Wow, and you don't need a prescription for it either. That's awesome. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.